Charlottesville's Victory Hall Opera was planning a production of La Traviata when the pandemic hit. It was a small irony, since that 19th century Italian opera tells the tale of a young woman fighting a deadly disease. Artistic director Miriam Gordon Stewart says the company had hired a distinguished 74-year-old conductor from the Met.
Joel Revson was originally scheduled to conduct our Traviata production, and he contracted COVID and, after a very long struggle, passed away.
But Gordon Stewart and a cast of five felt the show should go on, even as experts blamed singing for spreading the disease.
Instead of cancelling the project entirely, we decided to reimagine it as a documentary film to show what singers are going through during the pandemic and how the pandemic is really specifically and uniquely affecting them and their relationship to opera. Being a singer is a calling and it's an identity. You know, what are we missing when we don't have access to hearing the human voice?
Victory Hall asked cast members to share their thoughts and feelings from their homes in New York, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, and D.C.
The industry wholesale needs to understand not only its audiences worldwide, but its artists.
All of them have international careers, and all of them have individual stories of what has happened to them during the pandemic, before the pandemic, why they became singers. There's so much diversity in a singer's story and how they came to singing opera.
Two cast members, Carlton Ford and Victor Ryan Robertson, also explore the subject of race as African-American men in the world of opera.
It is rare, becoming much less rare, which is good as we find ways to bring opera into the 21st century and to have it represent contemporary American life.
For all of them, Gordon Stewart says, the transition to recorded performance was a challenge.
We're all trained to do live singing that takes decades to learn how to do. So when everybody is suddenly asked to sing into an iPhone or to perform to a video camera, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
But they managed, and after telling their stories from home, headed for Virginia, to record with a local sound engineer, Grammy Award winner Glenn Allspaugh.
We brought everyone together just for 1 week in Charlottesville under very strict COVID-safe conditions to record the soundtrack for the film, which of course is going to be La Traviata.
There is, of course, no predicting when live opera will return to the stage, but that hasn't stopped Victory Hall from planning.
We are commissioning a new opera called Fat Pig, based on the Neil LaBute play, and a series of concerts that we're hoping to do in outdoor acoustics, exploring all that Albemarle County has to offer in terms of natural acoustics. And we're hoping to bring another cancelled project from last year to the stage finally, which is called No Daughter of Mine, based on my own grandmother's memoir, in which I will be singing along with Lauren Ambrose, who most people will know from 6 Feet Under.
But first, the documentary, Unsung. The virtual curtain goes up Friday at 8, and it will be available for a month online through victoryhallopera.org. I'm Sandy Houseman.